What we're essentially doing is we're doing what eyes do normally, but we are doing it in a digital way. We are turning that into numbers, and we're able to see with precision and detail that the eye cannot see. So we can see more than the human eye. So this is, in many places, this is called machine vision, or so it's really the same as eyes. What we're doing is we are projecting a constant light source, so it's always the same light onto different objects. So if objects look different, it's because they are different in their chemical composition. What we do is taking that very basic technology and applying it to food sources, but also to growing plants. And then we're making some fundamental assumptions that as, for instance, a little pea, if it has an insect inside of it, then it will reflect light differently than a pea without a weevil inside of it. And the reason being that this pea that has a weevil inside of it has been damaged, has been stressed, and therefore it reflects light differently. So it's using the reflectance signal as an indicator of what goes on inside, and that's precisely what we're doing.
So how will this technology help farmers and the food that they produce for consumers in Western Australia? How will it be used?
In large-scale agriculture, one way to use this, and this is an area that is really exploding at the moment, is using drone technology or unmanned aerial vehicles, and also different cameras mounted onto tractors and boom sprays and other moving vehicles, and use this to collect data about how the crop is growing. And so using the reflectance signals from the plants to say something about how stressed it is, how well it's growing, what sort of management practices are needed. And this is an area that we work a lot in. We work particularly with insects, so we're very interested in finding out, can we, within a large paddock of canola, for instance, can we find the parts that have been infested or are about to be infested with diamondback moths or cabbage aphids? And so we can then pinpoint where insecticide applications are going to be needed. So this is one way of reducing the use of chemicals, and also the reducing the need for driving around and doing scouting, and so saving fuel, saving time. But there's a lot of variables that can be collected that way, not just pests, but it can also be detection of weeds. You can find out how, where you have problems with crops stand, where you have soil issues. So there's lots of ways that this can be used, and it is being developed in a wide range of areas.
You've spoken a lot about the application for broadacre agriculture, but what about when it comes to horticulture and fruit production? I mean, are there ways it can be applied there as well?
Oh, probably even more than in dry land agriculture, because the inputs are much higher and the value of the crop is so much higher. And it's actually, for instance, if you talk about mounting cameras, it's much easier to do that inside a greenhouse or do it inside a small restricted food production unit. So absolutely, horticulture is a big area where this is very exciting as well. Absolutely.
So do you think the development of drones in agriculture and these apps and, you know, infrared, it's almost like spy gear. It's many kids' dreams. Do you think it will encourage more young people to study agriculture, to get into the industry?
I hope so. We will definitely do our best to show them that this is an area where a lot of very, very exciting and very, very interesting research can be done, in an area that is extremely gratifying and very important to all of us.